I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. government has told Chinese-based internet company ByteDance to sell its shares in the blockbuster TikTok app or face a national ban. U.S. news outlet said the ultimatum was posed by the agency charged with assessing the risk to national security from foreign investments. TikTok claims it has more than a billion users worldwide, including over 100 million in the United States, where it's become a cultural force, especially for young people. But the U.S. and the European Union have been taking an increasingly tough approach to the app, citing fears user data could be used or abused by Chinese officials. A TikTok spokesperson issued a statement saying a change in ownership would not impose any new restrictions on data flows or access, and that the best way to address national security concerns is with transparent, U.S.-based protection of U.S. user data and systems. Swiss-based Credit Suisse Bank announced Thursday that it will borrow up to $54 billion from the Swiss Central Bank. The private bank said the loan will boost its liquidity after a slump in its shares intensified fears about a global financial crisis. The announcement helped stem heavy selling Thursday during early morning trading in Asian markets. Trading on global markets have been volatile this week as investors worried about a run on global bank deposits following the collapse of two prominent U.S. banks last week. Flights to and from Greece will be grounded, and ships will remain docked at ports on Thursday as Greek workers plan to stage a massive strike to protest last month's head-on collision of a passenger train and freight train that killed 57 people. It was the deadliest train crash in Greece's history. The 24-hour strike, called by Greece's largest private and public sector unions, is also expected to shut public services and state schools and disrupt urban transportation. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. As the U.S. and Russia ramp up their rhetoric over Tuesday's destruction of an American drone, the defense chiefs have resumed contacts to discuss what happened. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time since October,
I just got off the phone with my Russian counterpart.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin would not give details.
We take any potential for escalation very seriously.
This incident brought the two nations closest to direct conflict since the Ukraine invasion began a year ago. The U.S. says it was forced to ditch a $32 million surveillance drone in the Black Sea after a Russian fighter jet hit its propeller in international airspace. While Russia denies causing the incident, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says there's no denying the Russians harassed the drone. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In the areas of southern Africa worst hit by Tropical Cyclone Freddy, people are trying to piece their lives back together. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Wednesday, authorities said the death toll from what is one of the longest lasting and strongest storms ever recorded in the southern hemisphere had risen above 270. The majority of the deaths are in Malawi. Others have been recorded since Freddy first made landfall in February in Mozambique and Madagascar. The storm tore through southern Africa for the second time at the weekend, and heavy rain persisted on Wednesday. Many around Blantyre have been killed in mudslides.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Taiwan-based electronics maker Foxconn, which makes 70% of all iPhones, said Wednesday it plans to ramp up investment outside of China as the company reported weaker demand for consumer electronics. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has that story.
The world's largest maker of electronics for other brands expects revenue for the first quarter and full year to be flat. For the final quarter of last year, profit fell 10% to about $1.3 billion, in line with forecasts. Now Taiwan-based Foxconn plans to respond with an overseas investment drive. It wants to win new customers, including car makers. The move comes after unrest late last year at a plant in China. Workers there were unhappy over strict health crisis restrictions. That sparked protests and prompted thousands of employees to leave, disrupting production at a key time of year. Now the company wants to build on existing efforts to diversify away from China. It also wants to avoid any problems related to the mounting tensions between Beijing and Washington.
That was Julian Satterwhite reporting for Reuters. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for